Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading namhlanje size kulapha ku Romans chapter 5, verse 5 no verse 8. Lifundeka kanje in NIV translation. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Then in verse 8 it says, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele, siyakhuluma ngothando. Sithola ukuthi in a secular world, uma kukhulunywa ngothando, kuyaye kukhulunywe kuculwe nokuculwa. Uma sikhuluma ngothando, ngithanda ukuthi love is not only a song, but love is a character. And when you talk about love, love is not only a song again, but love is an action. Manje kwi secular world bangcwele bayacula ngothando, kodwa they don't have an understanding, deep understanding, ukuthi uthando luyini. Even uma sibheka bangcwele, noma abantu benza i-fornication. I-fornication ukungena, ukuyi-involve kwi-sex before marriage. Baye bathi bona, we are making love. And manje sithola ukuthi khona lapho kulenda bayo fornication leyo, it's a short term sexual gratification, and they call manje uma sibheka bayibiza ngokuthi yini, uthi love, we are sharing love. And at the same time esikhathini esiningi kugcine leyo nto bangcwele, that short term sexual gratification igcine iba yi long term sexual transmission disease kwabanye, baze bagule nogula ngoba athi ushera ini uthando. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje kuningi abantu abalidescribe ngalo uthando, and yet izwi likaNkulunkulu uma likhuluma ngothando alikhulumi ngalento thina esifuna ukuthi kube yiyo. Ngithe ekuseni kwanamhlanje, love is a character, love is an action, and at the same time sithola ukuthi bangcwele abanye babo, they even kill thinking that they do it ngenxa yothando, kodwa bayabulala. At the same time, kodwa bekhuluma ngokuthi ngimbulele ngoba bengimthanda. Uma uyithanda into ungayibulala kanjani? Manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi when God poured his love in our hearts whilst we were still sinners, uNkulunkulu was pouring his character in our love. And uNkulunkulu, God is love, and at the same time love is the fruit of the Spirit. Manje the fruit of the Spirit bangcwele is a character, and namhlanje sisakhuluma ngayo ukuthi itakli yethu the fruit of is a character. Ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma uNkulunkulu ethela uthando lwethu lwakhe enhlizweni zethu, uNkulunkulu also ebethela bangcwele umthetho enhlizweni yethu. Ngoba siyakhumbula ukuthi kukhona lapho uNkulunkulu owasho ukuthi umthetho wami angisakubhala ematsheni, kodwa umthetho wami ngiyowubhala ey'nhlizweni zabantu. And uma sibheka ukuthi ukubaluleka kwalo mthetho loyo, sithola ukuthi uma sibheka uMahubo 19 kuverse 6-9, ithi the law of the Lord is perfect, convicting the soul. Manje, when we talk about the soul, we are talking about the emotions. We are talking about bangcwele emotions. Sikhuluma ngezinto eziningi. Masikhuluma ngomthetho ukuthi uNkulunkulu has poured his love in our hearts. Sithe uNkulunkulu ufake umthetho wakhe enhlizweni zethu. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu wathembisa wathi angisayikubhala umthetho wami ematsheni, kodwa ngiyowufaka enhlizweni zabantu. Manje uma sibheka uMahubo 19 verse 6-9, ithi the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Manje uma sibheka the soul is the mind, the will and the spirit. Manje uthando maliza It has come to convert our mind. Uthando lukaNkulunkulu malithelwa kithi. It has come to convert our will. It has come to convert our spirit. Siyabona no Jesu Kristo kubafundi bakhe uma efundisa umkhuleko uthi let your will be done. Ngani ngoba manje kungene uthando lukaNkulunkulu enhlizweni zethu. Bese khona lapho kumaHubo 19:6-9 lithi the statute of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, meaning that bangcwele lolu thando oluthele enhlizweni zethu is the statutes of the Lord which are right, and the Bible says it's rejoicing our heart. Manje uma lifikile lolu thando enhlizweni yethu yiko lokhu Jesu Kristo efuna ukungena enhlizweni zethu ngoba kufuna ukuhlala asinikeze lolu thando. And at the same time siyazi no Jeremiah 17 uyasitshela ukuthi inhliziyo imbi ubani ongayazi, but this is the very place uNkulunkulu athele uthando lethu sisese yizoni. This is the very place uNkulunkulu lapha kuincwadi kaJoel athi uNkulunkulu, render your hearts not your garment. uNkulunkulu akafuni izibatho zethu, akafuni ukuthi manje abonakale ngaphandle, kodwa uNkulunkulu ufuna inhliziyo yethu ngoba siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ohlola inhliziyo. Manje uma uNkulunkulu ethela lolthando inhlizweni zethu, sithole ukuthi was putting his law in our hearts ngoba God is love, and manje the commandments of the Lord is pure, kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayifaka ama commandments akhe enhlizweni zethu. And the Bible says in the very verse it enlightens the eyes. Sicela manje sivuleka amehlo ngoba kukhona la uNkulunkulu ekhuluma na ku Isaiah athi banamehlo kodwa baboni, banendlebe kodwa bezwa. Ngoba ukuthi unamehlo kusho lutho bangcwele, kodwa kukhona la mehlo ngaphakathi. Yiko lokhu izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi wathela uthando lakhe enhlizweni zethu seseyizoni. Manje the commandments of the Lord is pure and enlighten the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean bangcwele. Ukuseba ifiye kaNkulunkulu akusile ecindezelenayo. Ifiye kaNkulunkulu ukumhlonipha uNkulunkulu. That is why it says the fear of the Lord is clean. Hayi lokho kwesaba lokhu izwi kaNkulunkulu ethi do not fear. Asikhulumi ngalokho bangcwele. Lokho kwenza ukuthi uAdam no Eva sebonile bahamba bayozifihla. Ngani? Ngoba bebesaba. Manje sikhuluma ngani? Ngokuhlonipha uThixo ufaka uthando lwakhe enhlizweni zethu ukuze sikwazi ukumhlonipha. Ithi it's enduring forever. Bese ithi the judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Manje yiloko uThixo wayekufaka enhlizweni zethu ukuthi siwazi umthetho wakhe. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje njengoba izwi lethu likhuluma ukuthi uthando lwaNkulunkulu lathelwa kithi siseseyizoni, uNkulunkulu bangcwele lolu thando lolu elwafinyelela kithi laqala ukubonakala laphayana kwiGenesis chapter 3 lolu thando lukaNkulunkulu. Manje lapho kuGenesis chapter 3 siyakhumbula ukuthi kuyila uNkulunkulu abantwana bakaIsrayeli, uAdam noEva bebonile. Lithi kaNkulunkulu into ayenza uNkulunkulu wabakhipha ensimini ukuthi wenza ukuthi bangaphinde babuyele ensimini. Waye uNkulunkulu wayengavumanga ukuthi baphinde babuyele ensimini ngoba uma bebabuyela ensimini ngesingazange saphuma esonweni. So uNkulunkulu wenza ukuthi bangabuyeli ensimini ukuze manje sibone uthando likaNkulunkulu alugcini lapho. Siyalibona uthando likaNkulunkulu lapho sebeze elithi kaNkulunkulu babeze sebeyifihle ngamahlamvu ama leaves fig tree, but uNkulunkulu wabakhumula wabembesa. Kusho ukuthi manje uthando likaNkulunkulu luyasembesa ebuzeni bethu uthando lukaNkulunkulu luyasembeza bangcwele esonweni manje sikhuluma ke ngothando lukaNkulunkulu olathelwa enhlizweni zethu olathelwa ngomoya ongcwele kithi sisese yizoni manje sakhuluma ngothando namhlanje ukuthi esikhathini esiningi siyacula ngalolthando esikhathini esiningi siyalikhuluma nalolthando athi uJesu Kristo bayobonakala kanjani ukuthi abafundi bami athi uJesu ngokuthi bathandane manje lolthando lubalulekile ngani ngoba akusinto siyoyicela sesinikiwe already manje into edingekayo ukuthi lolthando sulipractice manje siyabona bangcwele uma sikhuluma ngothando umpostoli uPaul yakhuluma ngalo lapha ku First Corinthians ku Corinthians chapter 13 uyalichaza lolthando ku verse 4 wakhona uthi make lichaza uthi love is patient manje uma sibheka love is patient siyathola ukuthi even bangcwele ipatience it's one of the fruits of the spirit you cannot say ngiyathanda but umuntu impatient there are many people abakhuluma ngothando even nasemshadweni wabo but they are very impatient kuma partners abo they are very impatient kubantwana babo and they claim ukuthi banothando manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi love is patient love is kind bangcwele uyabona ubukind kufanele ukuthi kube into esiphila ngayo ngani ngoba those very lento esibhaliwe lana ipatient is one of the fruit of the spirit and izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi love is kind sibonisa ikindness lapho ingafunakala khona wenza ubukind nalapho kungasho khona bangcwele umuntu angayideserve lento manje again it says it does not envy manje uma uenvy ukuthi wena ufune izinto eyomnye umuntu kube ngathi kungaba yeyakho ungayijabulele into yomnye umuntu manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasichazela ukuthi love does not envy yiko lokhu uNkulunkulu kwi-Old Testament wayebabhalele umthetho ukuthi mabangafisi impahla kamakhelwane wakhe makangafisi umfazi kamakhelwane wakhe makangafisi izinto zomakhelwane wakhe ngani ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi love does not envy uma ngabe usaqala ukufisa izinto zomuntu leyonto le it leads to jealousy leyonto leyo bangcwele even leads to death to murder ngoba abanye abantu bayabulala ngoba efuna into yomnye umuntu omunye umuntu angena emzini womuntu abone into ethile azakhipha umphefumulo ngenxa yokuthi ufuna ukuyothatha leyanto leyo I envy yayo manje izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi love does not envy uma ngabe uze udlulele ukuthi unonkosikazi uyofuna omnye umuntu o extra it means you have an envy ngani ngoba uyofuna into ekungase yakho ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lit love does not envy mangithi in short bangcwele uma uchita you are envious ngani ngoba ufuna more and more and that leads even abantu bakhona uthola ukuthi ku leader engozini manje it love does not boast manje siyathola ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu love does not boast ithi mangithi ekuseni kwanamhlanje i boasting ivumelekile partly ezini kaNkulunkulu ngoba lapha ku First Corinthians 1 liyasitshela ukuthi we must boast in the Lord uma siboasta ngoNkulunkulu lize lithi kwelinye ivesi boast that you know God. Yiso iboast uNkulunkulu ay alawayo ngani ngoba si exalta uNkulunkulu. But manje lithi kaNkulunkulu love is not proud. Ekseni kwanamhlanje lichubeke lize lithi love is not rude. Uma singabantu abarude, uumzalwana orude. And uthando selitheliwe enhlizweni kufanele ukuthi sizicheke kahle ukuthi lolu uthando ngiyalipractice na ngoba lithi kaNkulunkulu uthando alukho rude it is not self seeking ngiyabona kukhona abanye abantu abacabangela bona kuphela abangenandaba nomnye umuntu uma ngabe enento uyithatha bangcwele kukhona lento eyayenziwe kukhona uthola ukuthi kulethwa ukudla emalokishini njengoba kwakuyisikhathi se-COVID nani kulethwa ama-vegetable umuntu uyazi ukuthi uya-afforda kodwa ahambe bangcwele ayothatha into engabekelanga yena o-affordayo ebekelwe abantu abanga-affordi yizo izinto ezithi love is not self-seeking kusho ukuthi lo muntu ucabangela yena kuphela akacabangeli abanye abantu manje lithi maliqhubeka love is not easily angered uma umuntu oba easily angered kusho ukuthi manje loluthando olutheliwe enhlizweni zethu whilst we're still sinners asikakalipractice bese lithi maliqhubeka it keeps no record of wrongs uma ngabe sisenamagqubu uma uthando lathele enhlizweni zethu kufanele ukuthi silicheke lolothando ukuthi manje why singakhona ukulipractice ngoba lithi zikaNkuluNkulu lapho uthando keeps no record of wrong sometimes bangcwele siyayisibale konke kubi kodwa izinto ezinhle asike sizibale ukuthi ngikhumbule okuhle umuntu angenzela lokho uma ngenza imistake eyi-1 ekwenzele izinto ezinhle eziyi-10 awusazikhumbuli ukhumbula le mistake eyi-1 ayenzile and the Bible say love does not keep the record of wrong manje the very love that God has poured in our hearts he has poured it ukuthi sithathe i-character yakhe ngoba uNkulunkulu uthando and manje kudingeka ukuthi silipractice angeke ulicela uthando kufanele ukuthi usilipractice ngoba yinto vele seyikhona azathi uJesu Kristu bangcwele bayonibona ngani ukuthi nabafundi bami ngokuba nithandane manje lapho uma liqhubeka lithi love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth kukhona abantu abajabulela uma bebona ububi benzeka or omnye umuntu epanishwa bangcwele ngisho noma ngabe ebepanishela imisebenzi yakhe emibi we don't have to rejoice ngoba nezwi kaNkuluNkulu akafuni uThixo ngikhumbula uma ikhuluma noSolomon wathi Solomon in order ngoba wena azange uthi mangithi ucela into oyifunayo wafuna ukufa kwezitha zakho instead ucele iwisdom wathi ngokwenza lokho ngizokupha nengcebo yayonke umhlaba nokuhlakanipha kwawonke umhlaba ngani ngoba zange ufisele izitha zakho ukuthi zife there are people abathi ngisinothando mara at the same time ujabulela makabona umuntu evelelwa ububi ngoba lo muntu loyo wamenza kabi azasho ukuthi inyembezi zamazweli phansi akusi inyembezi zakho lezi ezenza ukuthi lo muntu afinyelele lapho ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu akakufisi lokho izwi likaNkulunkulu likhuluma ngothando lana bangcwele elathela enhlizweni zethu manje lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu lana love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth kukangakanani bangcwele uthola ukuthi asikhuluma amaqiniso ngani ngoba sifuna ukudefenda into ethile and manje liyasitshela ukuthi love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth manje ithi izwi love always protects uthando liya protect abangcwele we are brothers keepers uKhayini wathi uma uNkulunkulu embuza ngoAbeli wathi uKhayini kuNkulunkulu I'm not my brother's keeper manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi we are brothers keepers namhlanje abantu they exposing other brothers abenze amaphutha baze bam expose kwimedia ukuthi iphutha lakhe yini forgetting ukuthi nathi mangcwele ukhona ukuthi siphilele uNkulunkulu asimphileli ngamandla ethu but it's by the grace uNkulunkulu asipha yona and at the same time ilizwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi bangcwele noma sikhuza into embi kudingeka ukuthi sazi ukuthi leyo nto akusiyamandla ethu ngoba kwincwadi yamagalashiya kuchapter 6 wakhona lithi brothers if someone lithi lelizwi brothers if someone caught in a sin you who are spiritually should restore him gently but watch yourself or you also may be tempted lithi carry each other's burden and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Manje, the law of Christ leyo bangwele uthando. Uthando olathela enhlizweni zethu. Ngoba manje uma omunye umuntu enze okubi bese siyam expose and it yet kufana nokuhlebana sihlebe umzalwana lapho uhleli nabantu abangasindiswanga lento ukuthi ungahleba umzalwana or else kukhona into evelile ngomzalwana abantu bakhuluma ngayo bengasindiswanga now we are add phezukwayo u-eda ufakazele labo bantu abangeke sindiswa leyo nto bangcwele akusilona uthando lo luthando lutheliwe enhlizweni zethu sisese yizoni ekuthi ngeke ukuthi silipractice manje esikhathini esiningi it's because sometimes we don't understand ukuthi kunenhlobo zothando iBhayibheli elikhuluma ngazo sikhuluma ngothando olui eros esilibona lapha ku 2 Samuel chapter 13 indaba ka Thama no Amnon ukuthi nabo u Amnon wayicabangela ukuthi unothando kuluka Thama wayingazi ukuthi eros yinkanuko kuphela kukhona lolo thando othu thando kanti inkanuko nje yiko lokho uma ngabe soqedile uyifulfilile leyo nkanuko uthola ukuthi lo muntu awusamfuni ngani ngoba bekungasuthando bekuyinkanuko nje bese kuba nololo thando okuyifeleyo the brotherly love uNkulunkulu asibizela kuyo ukuthi as brothers we must love one another bese kuba khona lelithando futhi eliba istekiyo type of love lelo thando elithi you scratch my back I scratch your back kukhona abantu abakuthanda ngoba kukhona into obenzela yona ngoba uma ungabenzeli labo bantu uthando lwabo liyaphela bazwalane siyakwazi lokho sikubonile ama phone call umuntu azokufonela every evening why ngoba kukhona into ayitholayo kuwe the minute angasayitholi ubona manje loluthando nalama phone call ubuwathola awusawatholi ngani ngoba uthando lwakhe belungekho based ethandweni lukaNkulunkulu alithelile enhlizweni zethu beli-based kwizinto esizifunayo manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngothando ekuseni ukuthi uthando bangcwele is a character and at the same time uthando is an action angeke uthi uyamthanda umuntu kungekho action uma sibathanda abantu bangcwele njengoba uNkulunkulu ebathanda abantu singenza njengo Abraham uma ethola ukuthi abantu bathinjiwe nezinto zithinjiwe siyathola ukuthi uAbraham into ayenza wahamba wayosiza labo bantu eyolwa nalezo zitha zalabo bantu kungasiza tha zakhe ngani ngoba wayepractice uthando lukaNkulunkulu manje kuseni kwanamhlanje uthando it's an action uthando it's a character and uthando is a fruit of the spirit bangcwele manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sometimes lelo thando ukuze lidevelope uthando kuzokwenzeka izinto ezizokwenza ukuthi umuntu ungabi samthanda but uNkulunkulu enzele alivumele ukuthi manje lento yenzeke ukuze manje kwenzakaleni kudevelope lolo thando enhlizweni zethu lolo thando alifaka kithi manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ke ngothando olukhona enhlizweni zethu bangcwele ukuthi manje angimthandi ngoba ngimthanda noma kwenzenjani ngiyamthanda siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngiyamthanda noma kukhulunywe kabi ngaye kodwa lolo thando angeke lususwe yizinto abantu abayikhulumayo ngoba kukhona abanye abantu as long bengekezwa into embi ngawe bazokuthanda but the minute kukhulunywe ngawe ngento embi ngawe bayaqala ke manje abasakuthandi kanti yilowo muntu ekufanele ukuthi umthande kakhulu ngani ngoba omnye umuntu into azenzayo uzenza ngoba efuna uthando efuna iattention siyabona nomfazi womSamaria kukhona into wayeyifuna empilweni yakhe that is why wayeshintsha amadoda amaningi ngani ngoba kukhona lento wayeyifuna eze agcine esho lapha yana khona kuve I think kuverse 5 athi ekhuluma ngokuthi sifuna uMesaya ozositshela ngoba siyazi sizwile ukuthi uyeza azositshela amaqiniso manje kuseni kwanamhlanje kune void enhlizweni yawo wonke umuntu le uNkulunkulu afuna ukungena kuyo le uJesu Kristu afuna ukungena kuyo and kuyilapho bangcwele even nezwi kaNkulunkulu lithi inhliziyo imbi ubani ongayazi but the very God bangcwele yilapho afune ukuthi athele uthando lakhe ezinhlizweni zethu the very places azimbi ekubonakalisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu akakhethanga into enhle yiko lokho uma sishumayela kubantu ukuthi basindiswe athi umuntu hayi ngisaqala ngiyoyekela into ethile hayi uNkulunkulu ukufuna uze uloku njalo ngoba sikwazi ukuziyekela bangcwele siyekiswa yini ukuthi uJesu angene empilweni zethu uyabona thina esashumayela eyitimeleni ngama early 90s bangcwele sasithi masitshela abantu sasingabatsheli ngezono zabo umuntu uyasazi isono sakhe ufuna isolution uzubona ukuthi bayasazi abantu bazazi izono zabo ngoba wena mawumzalwana they are the very people abazokutshela ukuthi awuhambi kahle endleleni bona laba esithi abasindiswanga manje besithi umfundisi wami beke sitshelile ukuthi uma ushumayela esitimeleni yekela ukuthuka abantu into ekufanele uyenze iza nesolution kwinto abayiyo ngoba abantu bafuna isolution that is why elapho kune void enhlizweni yakhe afuna ukuthi uJesu Kristu angene and manje sometimes le void ufuna uyigcwalisa ngeinto ethile uNkulunkulu angazifuni manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngothando ukuthi manje ichallenge ukuthi mina nawe ekuseni are we practicing this love? It's not easy, bangcwele. Ngoba kufanele uthande nalonga kuthandi. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu usithande seyizoni. May God richly bless us this morning. Ngegama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.